There have been times when American presidents have done things that have really caught on and that people emulated what the president did because of their admiration for him. Franklin Roosevelt was a stamp collector. And when this became known, all of a sudden the hobby of stamp collecting caught on with kids and adults all across the country. Back in the 1950s, men of fashion, most of the men who come to this church, would come wearing a hat, a fedora, a derby, a Homburg. Kids are probably saying, what are those? But then in January of 1960, John F. Kennedy did not wear a top hat to his inauguration, and hats went quickly out of fashion. Ronald Reagan had a jar of jelly beans on his desk in the Oval Office, and sales of jelly beans shot through the roof. So today we learn a lot about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Christ. And we are called, I think, to emulate Jesus in his kingdom, because this is a kingdom that has no end. In the first reading from 2 Samuel, we hear David being promised that one of his heirs will have a kingdom that will never end, a permanent and forever kingdom. And when Gabriel announces this to Mary, that he will sit on the throne of Jacob forever, this kingdom has no end, and therefore, if we are to call ourselves members of this kingdom, followers of this king, then we are to emulate him in all that he does so as to show ourselves to be good subjects of the kingdom. So in 5 days, we will celebrate the nativity of the Lord when Jesus is born in a barn and laid in a manger, a food trough. And perhaps the king is trying to teach us by that simple birth the humility that we all need and the simplicity of life. For he was born in a barn, not in a house with 6 bedrooms and 7 baths, and not in a house full of electronic gear and 100 pair of ladies' shoes. Maybe we need to learn from that. When Jesus comes into his kingdom and begins to preach and teach his gospel message, he gives us messages that we are called to emulate. He tells us the story of the man who gave a day's wage to a man who worked for a day, and to a man who worked for half a day, and to a man who worked for an hour. The spirit of generosity with our money, the spirit of generosity with our time and our talent, is something that Jesus talked about and we should emulate as his good subjects. He talked about the prodigal son who came home to his father and was completely forgiven for all of his sins. And this is the kind of forgiveness that is expected from us as good servants of the kingdom. He talked about the good Samaritan who bound up the wounds of someone who was injured on the side of the road, regardless of tribe or race or political party. And we are called to do the same, healing the wounds of others, reasoning with them, being forgiving, being of a nature that heals rather than divides or detracts. And how did this king die? He died after giving of himself entirely and completely on the cross. That kind of self-emptying love that led to our salvation, our opportunity to make it to eternal life, is the kind of self-emptying that is expected of us, the love that gives and gives, the love that lives for others, the love that empties us of all that we are so that the other might grow. That is the way that the king died and the way that we are expected to live. This time of year, we sing about peace on earth and goodwill toward men and women. Why are we not doing these things that the king has shown us to do? Why are we not emulating him so as to bring peace to ourselves, to our family, to our workplace, to our parish, to our town? The peace and the goodwill that is asked of us at Christmas is the kind that Jesus lived his whole life. And since he is the way that we are to follow, we must emulate him in all that he does. Not just think about it, not just imagine it, but practice it so that we can be called good and faithful servants of the kingdom of God in our midst. God bless you.